Talk a little sports. We are thrilled. It's been a few weeks because we were under construction and then Mike was under construction, but we're all right here now live with Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter. Good morning, Mike.
I'm a work in progress.
Hey, you're crossing something off your bucket list. It's on my bucket list, and that's Fenway Park. Pretty cool to be there for the series this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. By the way, I never use bucket list anymore. You know why?
Okay.
I think the reason is I found out the guy who wrote that script, that wrote that book, became a millionaire, and he's about 45 years old out there in Beverly Hills. Walking into his all-glass shower, slipped and fell and died.
All right. He didn't have that on his bucket list, no.
That was not in the plan, you know. You've got to be careful.
Plan. Yeah.
About over 20 years ago, I had a buddy who lived out here in the Boston area. He was in radio. And so I said, our wives were both about 6 months pregnant. And we said, after they have their kids, and this would be our first children for both of us, we're not going to have any lives anymore. And have you still got those tickets to Fenway from the radio station? Listen, let's go see a game. And it was almost about this time of year. So we fly in on Wednesday. Deanna, his wife, suddenly has to go in to the hospital for like early labor. And so they said, you stay in bed until you have this baby. Until like July. Okay. John said, look, man, I'm sorry. Here's the tickets. And on Saturday, Cindy and I, we're 6 months pregnant, we go to Fenway. It rained all day.
Oh, no.
So I never got to see a baseball game here.
All right.
And so I saw the Brewers schedule and I thought, you know what? We're going.
Yeah.
I'm going to. And the Brewers, obviously, they're playing well. They're hanging on in first place. But they've lost the series now, the last four series on the road. To lose the other night, against the Marlins was a huge, probably missed opportunity. The Marlins have gotten a lot better now. They've won like seven of the last nine games or so. But tonight they play a Red Sox team that's eight or nine games behind the Yankees and the Orioles in their division in the American League. Brewers are still hanging on. The first place ahead of the Cubs. And, of course, Pat Murphy seems to keep doing this, yeah. Reinventing the wheel with, even Joe Ross, one of these other starting pitchers. He had to leave the other game the other night just after one inning with a back injury. So somehow these Brewers are in first place, even though they've been hit so many times with injuries in their bullpen and with their starting pitchers. But right. It's Fenway Park,
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So all the games are right here at 98Q this weekend. Brewers hanging on by two games in the division. Speaking of injuries, what the heck's going on with the Packers? Everybody's ripping their pectoral muscles. What are they, flexing at the beach here? What's going on here?
Yeah, so this was weird. We did rookie orientation. So we just to see some rookies and drafted players. And before we get to the field, this is kind of standard. We don't get to shoot the whole practice. Even these silly, off-season things, LaFleur is very, very tight, tight security with these kinds of things. So the announcement was, okay, guys, today you can shoot periods two and three, which is basically warm-ups and playing a little catch. Oh, and please don't shoot any pictures of Matt LaFleur today, of Coach LaFleur. What is that? What is that supposed to mean? And so LaFleur is walking around, and he's got his hand in his pocket. So we're taking pictures of the players warming up, and then we're taking pictures of them playing a little catch. And then, okay, that's it. Camera's down. So then the TV people usually leave because it's like, well, if I can't shoot any more pictures, I might as well go back to the station and start editing this stuff.
Yeah.
And LaFleur comes back around, and next thing you know, you look, and he's got a sling on. He's got his arm in a sling. And then someone said, you know what? I saw him on draft night wearing that thing. So finally, someone just had the guts to ask him in a press conference, and he says, yeah, I knew you'd be the one to ask that. Okay. He says, I was weightlifting, and I lost. I was bench pressing. He tore a pectoral muscle. Okay, fine. Now the rest of the players are in front of us the other day at the first OTA, and there's Tucker Kraft, that great tight end that they drafted last year. Mm-hmm. His arm's in a sling. And you can't find Zach Tom, who's one of the most efficient offensive linemen these days. I think going in his third or fourth year at right tackle, he wasn't there. They were playing the rookie, the first-round draft pick. Jordan Morgan was starting with the first team at right tackle. And so he asked, what happened there? And LaFleur said, they both suffered torn pectoral muscles too. And even Tucker Kraft, he was available to his locker with his arm in a sling. I said, yeah. He says, I was doing my last reps in the weight room under their new strength and conditioning coach because they fired the last guy. And it just snapped. I mean, it came off the bone.
Ooh.
Well, for Zach Tom, that's a serious – he's a right tackle. He makes a living taking those hands and pushing out against that, you know, pass rusher, hitting him right in the sternum. And, you know, they're saying, yeah, he'll probably be ready, you know, in the middle of training camp. And, you know, you hear guys like Brian Bulaga say, I don't know about that. I mean, that's, you know, that's how you make your living was with that muscle as a pass protector, as a blocker on offense. So, you know, this has happened three times now. It's just so weird.
Yeah,
bizarre. Christian Watson talked to us. You know, he's been plagued with these hamstring injuries, and he got some help in Madison at a clinic there at UW-Madison where they said, you know something, we've tested your legs, and your left leg is stronger than your right leg. And that's where are you having all your hamstring problems? And he said, my right leg.
Well, there you go.
You have to build up the muscles in your right leg to match and balance the ones in your left leg.
Interesting.
And hopefully they'll cut down on his hamstring problem.
Interesting. Well, there's nothing better than a good kicker competition in the off season. Is there nothing more tense than having some kickers? Every single kick, they're watching it. It means everything. Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Well, especially when you used a draft pick on Anders Carlson last year, and he's got this leg. You know, Rich Versace had scouted him because he worked with his older brother, David, out at the Raiders. So he even knew Anders Carlson when he was a 15-year-old kid. And, yeah, you could see this big booming leg, but then he would miss a point after touchdown in a game. Or, even worse, miss a field goal that may have made a difference in the playoff game against the 49ers. As I think he had about 81% efficiency, but he actually had more missed field goals than any other kicker last year in the NFL. So he's now they bring in a Greg Joseph.
From the Vikings,
The Vikings, yeah. And they lined up the other day, and Greg went 3-for-3. I mean, he put it up and right down the middle over the net that they have set up behind there. And Andrews went 2-for-3. He had one that went wide left, and the other ones were just barely getting inside that post in a gentle wind. We got to talk to him. He's almost seems like he's still a kid, like he's 17 or 18. He's not immature. It's just you wonder if the confidence, if he really feels like he's got the command of this thing yet. So that competition will be going, you know, all the way through training camp.
Yeah, quick note on the Bucks, Giannis All-NBA team again. Doc Rivers bringing in some of his guys, and some guys are going. And I don't know, did Giannis say anything that he wasn't happy about this guy being let go, or is that just kind of, he was good friends with one of the coaches that was let go, right?
I got that from a source who, you know, is connected with that part of the Bucks very much. He said, you know that those three guys that got rid of, this guy, and Josh Oppenheimer? Yeah. That's a guy that's been with Giannis, you know, for years, like one of his first, like, mentor-type assistant coaches. I mean, Giannis considers that guy his friend. When Giannis finds out that he got fired, he was not happy. Not happy. So that's the word that we got.
Yeah.
Giannis, though, after getting named to that all-NBA team for the sixth year in a row, like you mentioned, he did put out a nice message on Instagram, you know, thanking the fans, you know, disappointed the way this season ended. But he says, you know, he pledged that, you know, he's going to get the Bucks back to where they should be, meaning, you know, back to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, you would think if Giannis and Dame come back and they have a healthy year next year, they'll be right there, right?
Or Chris Middleton, too.
Yeah, Middleton,
like we've been talking about. You know, you watch some of these games now. The Pacers, they're still in there, right? So they lost to a team that's now in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, you know, John Horst, if he's brought back, the general manager, because there's kind of rumors that he might go back to Detroit, where he came from, if they want him back, or if the owners decide to move on from him. So, there's a lot to watch going on with the Bucks right now, and what are they going to do to get to the next level. Because right now, Drew Holiday had a great game the other night.
The
buck that they traded away that ended up to the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. Mike, good to have you back with us talking. We'll chat with you next Friday. Thank you much. Enjoy your time. Have Fenway hot dog. What do you think a hot dog is going to run you there? $11? $12? What do you think?
I'm in the press box.
Yeah, you get it free. You don't care about that, I know. All right, Mike, take care. Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
I was just setting him up for that. Yeah, he gets that free food in the press box. That's one of the few perks. Mike Clemens, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He covers all the Wisconsin sports. He's out at Fenway. We'll chat with him again next Friday here on The Morning Show. Leaning into